Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, is with us now to talk about some scams and spams. And, of course, there are many sports betting scams out there to be careful about right now. Fill us in, Steve.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me today. Yes, with the big game coming up, especially on Sunday, the scammers are always taking advantage of the situation. You know, as we've seen, you know, really the popularity of sports betting has really exploded. It's about $150 billion in 2024. So the scammers are trying to cash in on it. So what they do, Bob, is they create these fake lookalike websites to mimic legal sports betting and operations. So sometimes people don't look closely enough at the URL, or they don't look closely enough at the page itself, and they can actually place bets with these scammers using a fake website. And then what happens, they get your banking information, and they can steal your identity, and there's other things that they're doing. They're asking for credit card information. There's all sorts of different variations of this scam. So just be very careful. There are legitimate ones out there, as we all know. Just make sure you go to them directly. And be careful when you, on Google, because, you know, those first two positions, Bob, as we know, are advertisements. So sometimes the scammers take out ads on the top, make it look like they're a legitimate site, and they're not, Bob.
Yes, many times you'll see something that indicates sponsor, but other times it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is very hard to tell. They're just getting so good at it, Bob. In the old days, it was, you know, checking spelling and grammatical errors, everything like that. They're just so sophisticated now, they just do a copy and paste as well. So you got to be very careful. And just look at the URL. That's the key, because as we talked about, Bob, many times, it could be just one little simple character off, and they can be pushing you to a different site.
You mentioned banking, and there is a fake Venmo deposit scam that you need to warn us about. How does this work?
Yeah, basically what happens now, we're seeing this increasing all across the nation and here as well. Well, you get a note from Venmo that you got money in your account by somebody, and all of a sudden you get an email or text or something saying that, oh, I'm sorry, I sent you the money. Could you send them money back to them? Well, the money that you send back to them is your money, and the money they put in your account is fraudulent. It's used by credit card, so the credit card reverses the charge, and therefore you're just giving that person, the scammer, money. So anybody out of the blue, Bob says, sends you money out of the blue and asks for it back, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
I've heard and read that Zelle may be safer because that is owned or partially owned by the banks. Is that accurate?
Actually, the banks own a lot of them, Bob, so they're all in the same boat. So really, they are run by the banks, but they act differently than a credit card. And I think that's what confuses people the most, Bob, is you think you give somebody a Venmo or Zenmo or whatever, or Zen, you don't have the same protection that you do on a credit card. So that's what it is. So be very careful using those money apps. If you know the person you're sending to, that's fine. If you don't know the person, don't send it to them because it could be a scammer, Bob.
Are you still hearing about phony jury duty notices?
Yeah, we had increasing calls recently, especially in the Kane County area, Bob. They issued a warning to the sheriff's office saying that residents are getting calls saying that you missed jury duty, even though you never got a notice. But now there's a warrant out for your arrest. And the only way to cancel it, Bob, is, guess what, to pay a fine. Police don't do that. Sheriff's office don't do that, to call you and say you're not going to jail if you pay money. That's the tip off, the rip off. Nobody does that, Bob. If somebody says that, please call your local police department and file a complaint with them as well.
There's a story in the northwest suburbs that's it's gone viral about a serial killer, but it's not really true, is it? And it's a scam to get property. Is that what it is?
Well, it's really a scam to get the information from you. So basically what you said, Bob, is a serial killer is allegedly prowling the neighborhoods. It happened in Hanover Park recently, and it just spread like wildfire. And basically what the scammer wants you to do is two things. One is to click on a link, you know, for more information. They could put spam or malware on your computer. And as we talked many times about, sometimes when you forward it to your friends, they change the original content to something else. So it could go to buying something, lottery tickets, winning a prize, filling out a survey, you never know where it's going. So basically, they're really, these are fraudulent sites that are not only happening in Hanover Park, all across the area, but all across the country as well. So if you are going to share a post, please, Bob, we ask people to make sure it is legitimate. Just don't share it. There's one out of Texas that recently uncovered. In one day, they had 24,000 shares of this scam website. So basically what happens, you're spreading this malware and spam on it, all your friends, and they're believing it because you're sending it to them. And please don't send it without doing checking on it, because some of them are fraudulent.
And this note you have on your website, BBB.org, about the Forest Preserve District suing to acquire property. How does this fit into what we're talking about?
Well, there's so many variations that at different email where they're saying that they're suing companies or suing individuals, and you got to get more money out of you or more information out of you. Hmm. So it's just important to make sure that the government doesn't call up and ask you, demand you to do something quickly or provide information, or they want you to do something in 30 minutes or something's going to happen. That's usually the tip off to the rip off, Bob. So if you see a scam, report it to the Better Business Bureau, our scam tracker. We help this prevent this from happening to others, and it's so important for people to come forward and let us know about these scams, Bob.
And again, you can go to your website and find out about businesses and also report scams, correct?
Exactly. Reporting businesses and looking at...
Oops. Oh, yeah, a scammer just hacked into Steve's phone line there before he could give us the necessary information, so I'll step in. If you go to BBB.org, you can check out businesses and find out if who you are dealing with is legit or what the Better Business Bureau has to say about it, and you can also report fraud there. Better Business Bureau, BBB.org.